Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Neil Reynolds joins us now. And well, I said to you last night, Neil, on the phone, we don't have dinner or anything like that.
No.
You know, you got a good record of signing players and then scoring very early on in the SC United career. And, well, Piers has done it. And it was such a good performance, that, from everyone, really. I mean, what's your take on it all?
Kind of hoping he wasn't going to say that, because people are going to be looking at my next signing.
Well, someone said you should just keep signing players every week.
Yeah, just keep signing.
Yeah. Firstly, before I talk about the game, I've got to compliment the fans that came down today. That's the first thing I've got to do. The way they got behind the team today, they came in the droves, the sing songs, the atmosphere they created. We just talked about in the dressing room. The lads have absolutely loved it, and it's a massive thank you to come all this way and get behind your team. I know there's a fan base here, but that's something I haven't experienced before, and that was incredible, so it's a big thank you.
And, I mean, they were reacting in a way. I mean, FC United fans are like that anyway, but the last couple of performances, the crowd has been noisier than normal. And we've been getting correspondence in about, oh, it's like the old days, this, attacking football and that kind of thing. And they are reacting to what they're seeing on the pitch. And crisp passing all over the place and lots of great counter-attacking football. I mean, what was the plan initially when you went out there in that first half against Blyth?
The plan was to play the way we play, to be open, expansive football, to make sure that when we're out of possession, our distances are key between each other, but create chances and create chances. And when you're in the final third, smile on your face. I talk about a golden ticket. They've got a golden ticket to go and play football, counter-attacking football, attacking football, and just go and enjoy it. Just go and enjoy it. And you've seen the work that we've worked on in training now. You've seen the first couple of games, not today. We're unlucky to, not beat Brackley and not beat Alfreton, but it came today. There's a feeling in that dressing room now. There's a lot of hard work and endeavour, and I'm delighted for them.
So many good performances. I'm going to get to the defence in a second or two, because the game changed slightly in the second half. It was more about containment, and we dealt with them really, really well. I mean, we'll go to the defence now. You've got the likes of Dale and Maguire, and we're making them look really ordinary, and they're not ordinary.
They're very good players. Robbie Dale is as good as this league's a sin. But we've done a lot of work. It's not just about attacking football. We do a lot of work on our defensive shape. We do a lot of work on the defensive square, which I call it. So Lynch and O'Halloran there, and then obviously Josh and Potsy in front of them. And we're key on distances, 10, 15 yards away from each other. And that defensive square will win us games, believe it or not, which will then enable the two and the three to get out. And that's what we do. And I've got to give huge credit. And the keeper, Lloydie, it's a clean sheet.
It was a good save in the game. But one thing we saw from Alfreton midweek was the fact that they were pressing us, and we were passing the ball around, and they kept pressing us. The idea being they're leaving space behind for the likes of Samoes. Blyth weren't doing that. They were like, right, okay, you pass that ball about as much as you want. As soon as they go 2-0 down and we pick that lock, they had no choice. And then you've got Donoghue and Samoes and Willoughby. We were saying we should be at least 5-0 up at half time.
I mean, we came out second half, and now we didn't go 4-0 up in the first 2 minutes. Two great chances from Samoes and Willoughby. But I just said to the lads in there, I said, don't put yourself down for not scoring. You've get into them chances, you're getting into them areas, and goals will come. And the way we're playing, it's a great day today. We're going to enjoy today. But this is where the hard work started. It started when I came in. We won't take our foot off the gas, by no means. But we also won't take it for granted. We're a team that's hungry. We're a team that's organised, and we're a team that wants to do well. And go back to the fan base. And you've got a fan base like that, then you have to do well for them, because it's incredible.
Paul,
as well as being commentators, we're also fans, of course. And I have to say that in the three games you've been on the touchline, the entertainment value has been marvellous. And I'm sure that if anyone's listening and hasn't been to CFC recently, they should come and watch, because the way you've energised the side, and you can see the structure is there. You can see so many good things that are there now, and you must be really, really excited about the rest of the season, because you've got challenges ahead, and obviously players will come and go as the season unfolds, but you seem to have a blend and a pattern I mean, particularly in the midfield now, we're running the midfield, and that's obviously something that we've lacked.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about Wallen and Potts. They've been they're good signings, clearly. and you talk about, you know, their relationship with Lynch and O'Halloran. They're like quarterbacks in a way, aren't they? And they come deep for it. And a lot of the time, Lynch and O'Halloran are playing as fullbacks.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of shape development, you're working on that in training a lot, and the players have got it, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, Potts knows the way I play, and he was a key signing for me because I knew that he could talk to his midfield partner alongside of whoever was that were going to be. But Josh Wallen's come in there and he's been incredible. You know, they've both got themselves a goal each. But like you've just said, the two of them being disciplined in there allows the two centre-halves to be, you know, players full-backs, which means that two and three can go a bit even higher. It's work in progress. You know, the lads have bought into it. I can't, you know, congratulate them enough. They're taking on, and not just taking on, but retaining the information. I've talked about that. And, you know, they're going to retain it. And look, take the word robotic away, but I like it to be robotic. So everybody knows what everybody does, and everybody knows about the key distances, etc. And today, you know, today was 2 weeks of hard work for me. Before that, obviously, the Kidderminster win, you can't take that away. And, you know, I know they've been appointed, etc. But the team's on the up. There's confidence, and the team's on the up. And we'll just keep working. You know, we won't sit on it.
And the other thing which you need to talk about as well is you touched upon this last night, the fact that, you know, injuries and fitness and that kind of thing. For the first time ever, I'm asking the question, have we got any injuries? And you're going, no, just Winter and Barnes. Mm. And the substitutes bench, there was no duff substitutes on that bench.
No.
And that, with the confidence that you that's being injected into this team, that proves it's working, because you've got players who ordinarily were injured who were coming back. And that must be good as well, the fact you've got a full-strength lineup nearly to choose from.
I've got a full-strength lineup. I've had to have four or five conversations on Thursday night about not making the journey to Blyth, but being patient. You know, I know what I want. I know what type of player that I want with it, you know, winning around it. But if people carry on taking that on board and, you know, they'll be part of Neil Elsie's team, then great. You know, we'll look at the bench today. It was good. It was good for Mansell to come out of the team today, because, you know, confidence is a little bit low. He's not scored in front of the FC fans, and it was important we got a nine in to take a little bit of pressure off him. And you've just seen when he came on, he was a new lad, and, you know, he took his chance. The way he took his chance was incredible. When you can look around the bench and you've got a Lewis Mansell, or, you know, a Jamal Crawford, or a Bannister, etc., it bodes well. It bodes well.
And we head off now to another away trip to Hereford. I do have to ask about Manson Thompson. I think it's widely known that the loan spell comes up the day after, I think, of that game. I mean, is the conversation happening now about trying to keep them a bit longer?
There are conversations happening. You know, I want to keep them both here. I think they're going to be part of, you know, what we want to achieve, but ultimately they are Blackburn Rovers players, and I've got to respect that. I've got to appreciate that. What I do like, you know, I do like a side that's my side. You know, I don't want any blip phone calls the night before and the players getting recalled, a bit like the Priestley situation. I think what we've got to do is embed that togetherness and having that trust, and, you know, everybody knows that, you know, they're playing for FC United, and, you know, congratulate, you know, thank you to Blackburn Rovers and to Fleetwood, etc. But I need to know who's going to be here and who's going to be here for the long haul, because I want this team to go up. You know, I'm not looking behind me now. We've come out of the relegation zone today. We won't take that for granted, but now, you know, we're looking up now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.